And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2980 AN. Today's date is January 24th, 2023, and the title of the episode is "The People Are Awake and Have Spoken. Great Reset Has Failed." Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Advancement in technology means that night vision binoculars have become mainstream and affordable. If you're in the market for night vision, there's never been a better time to jump in than now. I recommend nothing more than the Nightwatch Pro. This amazing device allows you to see hundreds of yards away in total darkness with futuristic predator-like vision. They're excellent for night hunting, watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and more. Plus, the ultra-bright 3-inch viewing screen allows you to zoom in up to 5 times and includes an anti-shake technology. Get Nightwatch Pro for 60% off during the new year sale by going to nightwatchpro.com. That's nightwatchpro.com before it's too late. Let's get into the economic collapse finance. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Westchester Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire Great Reset, Green New Deal, their entire push is completely falling apart right in front of their eyes, and they will not be able to save it. Yes, they're going to try to save it. How? Most likely with a cyber attack, trying to cripple the financial institutions to try to bring us into the Great Reset. But once again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know that this is what they're going to try. Is this going to succeed? I do not believe so. But look what's happening along the way. The people of this country and the people around the world, because we're seeing protests all over the place, they're going after the governments because those people that are suffering now because of the economy, because of high fuel costs, because of high inflation, they're not taking it anymore and they're pushing back. Here in the United States, what are we seeing? We're seeing the people pushing back right now because they're starting to realize, hey, everything that you're doing is not working to help the economy. It's actually working against we the people and the economy. Take, for example, when you start to look at all the illegals coming into the United States, people, first of all, are against this. The polls show it. But the Biden administration is continually doing this. And what people are starting to notice is that all these people that are coming into this country, those people that are admitted and those people that are sent to all different places, they're starting to realize that they're getting all the benefits. And the people who have been retiring and everything that they've been working for, that is going up in smoke. Because look what is happening to the economy. Look what's happening with inflation. Look what the Fed is trying to do with raising rates. And there are many, many different calls saying the market is about to drop. Now, remember, a lot of these pensions, they are pegged to the market because for a very long time, they couldn't get the interest that they thought they were going to get because the interest rates were very, very low. And now people are starting to realize, look what's happening. My retirement, my house, and everything else might be going down the tubes, but look where all the money is now going. It's going to those people coming into this country illegally. Now, when you start to really look at it, you can see there's two different types of illegals coming into this country. There are those that cross the border, who sneak across, and those people that are admitted as parolees. And those individuals, and of course, this is what the Biden administration is doing, those individuals, they're eligible for a broad range of federal and state benefit programs. Once here in this country, a parolee will be eligible for the earned income tax credit, assuming they meet the other requirements because they will qualify as a resident alien under the tax laws. Unlike tax deductions, which reduce the amount of taxes owed, the EITC results in the federal treasury cutting checks to those who meet the income requirements. Similarly, parolees will be immediately eligible for coverage under the Affordable Care Act because they are lawfully present. Since most parolees are likely to be low-wage earners, they'll be in line for hefty taxpayer subsidies under the ACA. In addition, because parolees are deemed qualified aliens, they will qualify for federal public benefits such as Medicare and Medicaid, some immediately and others in 5 years. And then look at the American people that have been in this country that are hardworking, and they're saying, wow, I can't even get health insurance. It's way too expensive. But all these people, they're getting all these different types of benefits. And the other thing that's very interesting about this, and remember, these people coming into the country, and of course they call them parolees, yes, oh, they're admitted. Well, remember, Biden's using an app and allowing these people to come right in and then shipping them off to all different places. Remember what Sheriff Lamb said. Most of these people that are coming in, they're sending the money outside of this country. So they're here illegally. Yes, the Biden administration is making it seem like they're here legally. And then as they're working and as they're getting these benefits, They're sending the money someplace else outside of this country. Now, is this going to help the country? No, it's going to hurt the country in the long run. And as this happens, the people are seeing the truth of the matter. The other thing that the people are seeing is that everything that the Biden administration has been telling them, that, oh, inflation is under control, fuel prices are going down. Well, it seems the opposite is happening right now. That didn't take that too long, did it now? So AAA is out there, and they're saying gasoline prices are climbing throughout the United States. Gasoline prices are up by 11.8% over a week ago. Gasoline prices are rising along with the rise of WTI crude oil prices, which are up about $3 per barrel from a week ago. Gasoline prices continue to climb for the fourth straight week, rising 32.7 cents over the last month as crude oil prices rise. And this is all coming from AAA right now. So when they told us that, hey, everything's under control, you're saving all this money, look what we've done, isn't this incredible? Well, remember, they brought us up to $5 plus, then they brought us down to $3 or maybe high twos. Now the fuel prices are going back up again. And right now the national average for a gallon of gasoline is about $3.42. And this is going to continually move up and up and up. Remember what they did. They went ahead and they made it look good for the midterms. Let's talk about protecting yourself. If you're interested in night vision, there's never been a better time to jump in than now. Advancements in technology means night vision binoculars have become mainstream and affordable. Whether you do nighttime hunting or surveillance, you'll love a quality pair of night vision binoculars. I recommend nothing more than the Nightwatch Pro. This amazing device allows you to see hundreds of yards away in total darkness with futuristic predator-like vision. Although I originally got Nightwatch Pros for the night hunting, I was pleasantly surprised to learn they're excellent for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and more. The ultra-bright 3-inch viewing screen allows you to zoom in up to 5 times and includes an anti-shake technology. Plus, you can save your footage with 36MP pictures and 4K video capture. It's no surprise tens of thousands of savvy preppers trust Nightwatch Pros with their life. Protect yourself and your families with Nightwatch Pros before it's too late. Get it now for 60% off during their New Year sale by going to nightwatchpro.com. This is a life-saving gadget you don't want to be stuck without. Once again, that's nightwatchpro.com. You can also get it by clicking the link in the description down below. And they dumped a lot of fuel. They knew the prices were going to come down a little bit. Inflation was coming down. Remember, inflation is driven by energy. They knew that, yes, we have this little breathing room. And they tried to make a case that everything is perfectly fine. But we all knew that fuel prices were going to start to move up. Inflation was going to start to move up again. And it wasn't going to happen right after the midterms. Here we are at the end of January. It seems like it's right on schedule, doesn't it? And it's going to start to move higher and higher. But look what's happening throughout all of this. The American people aren't buying what the World Economic Forum, what the private central bank are selling. They want us to eat bugs. They want us to own absolutely nothing. They want us to go into the Green New Deal, which is solar power, which this energy cannot work. And it will be a complete failure as we move forward. And the people are starting to realize this is something we definitely do not want. How do we know this? Well, there are polls that are being taken. And Americans do not want investment firms to spend their hard-earned retirement money spent on climate change and would prefer investment firms to focus on maximizing profits for retirement. So a majority, 59% of the respondents said the primary focus for government pension funds investing their money should be maximizing the amount of money earned for retirees. 62% agree states should not do business with companies that advocate for policies that hurt their state's economy. 68% agree states should not do business with companies that advocate for policies that make electricity more expensive for the state's consumers. 70% agree states should not do business with companies that advocate for policies that make gasoline more expensive for the state consumers. 70% agree states should not do business with companies that help build coal plants and pipelines in China while trying to shut down coal plants and pipelines in the United States. So I do believe the people now are seeing this Green New Deal. They're seeing the Great Reset, and the people are not agreeing with what is happening right now. Sometimes you just got to show the people the truth. Sometimes you need the people to walk through this and experience this. And once the people do, what do? They say, yeah, you know something? This is something we do not want. But once again, you have to remember, this wouldn't happen unless the veil was lifted. And the World Economic Forum wasn't, the World Economic Forum wasn't in the spotlight, the central bank wasn't in the spotlight, and the Biden administration wasn't in the spotlight, and I know there's other people controlling him, he's the front man, people wouldn't have recognized this at all. Because if there was some type of disaster, an event like the pandemic, and the world was shut down, people wouldn't notice this. If we were in a war, people wouldn't notice this. And this is why I do believe the World Economic Forum was out there. And this is why they were saying that a cyber attack might be coming in the next 2 years. Now, there are many different agendas for this cyber attack, but since they're projecting it out there, you know what one of the reasons are. They're going to need an event of all events to try to move us into the Great Reset, because everything that they've been trying to do is completely failing. And remember, they like to use scare tactics. They like to use fear to push people where they want them to go. And yes, this is what they're going to try to do. Most likely, they're going to try to cripple the financial institutions and scare the people. Actually, if you go back to 1971, they used the idea that there were speculators in the gold market trying to scare the people. And they used that event that they created out of thin air to actually take us off the gold standard. And of course, they said it was temporary. They're going to do the same thing with the cyber attack. How do you introduce the central bank digital currency? How do you bring us into the Great Reset? You need to create some type of an event. Remember, their other event would have been war. That didn't pan out. Their other event was going to be the pandemic and the global economic shutdown. That didn't pan out. So now they're going to try this. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have certain countermeasures in place. They know the playbook. They know that they're moving towards this possibility of having a cyber attack. And remember, there's many different agendas associated with the cyber attack, because we know that there's other information coming out into the world that they don't want released. Now, they're going to try to use this to their advantage. Is this going to work? I don't believe so. I do believe there are so many different countermeasures in place. They want the central bank. They want the World Economic Forum to move down this path, because you can then use this to your advantage. You can then use this to actually shift us away from what they're trying to do. And think about what is in place right now. Starlink, we have the Space Force with their satellites. So once again, Trump, the Patriots, they could step in. And I'm not saying he's going to do it himself. They could step in and they can actually show the people, look, everything is fine. It might be down for like a day or two or maybe a week, and then everything starts to come back online. But I do believe they're going to actually show the people that everything is fine. What they tried to do didn't work. And I don't think the people are going to buy it this time, because now we've been talking about it. It's out there. And we know what the World Economic Forum, what the private central bank does. Just like people aren't buying the climate change. People aren't buying anything that they're trying to do right now. The people are rejecting everything. And I do believe in the end, what Trump and the Patriots are going to do is they're going to use this event that they are creating, and they're going to use it against them in the end. And actually, if you start to look at what has been happening, you can see a lot of the events that they have pushed, actually, it is now working against them. And I do believe this is going to work against them too. And yes, they're going to just try to destroy the economy. Yes, it's a controlled demolition. Trump let us know that it's going to be a lot worse than a recession, which means they already know what's coming. I mean, he said this a long time ago. So he already knows what's coming. He already knows the playbook of all this. And I do believe they're prepared, set, and ready. And the people are waking up to their entire agenda. And when you have the countermeasures in place and you have the people awake and the people understanding what's going on, you can use this against the World Economic Forum. You can use it against the private central bank. Because if you go back to 1971, were the people really awake? Were they getting information from other places? Or were they just listening to the fake news? They were just listening to the fake news. They weren't getting information from any other place. And they just went along with it. This time, it is very, very different. And if you notice, the fake news, their ratings, they've been dropping like a rock. People aren't paying attention anymore. And people are looking at different places to get their information. So do I think their plan's going to work this time? No, but it doesn't mean they're not going to try. The deep state always tries because they don't want to lose control. And I do believe they're going to try to push this. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for all of this. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.